There's a program in town called Writers of Outstanding Words Workshop Series, and with us in the studio is the facilitator, Sabina Barron. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Back again, I might add. What have you all been up to since the last time you were here?
Basically, we're writing, and I think we've had a lot of personal growth in our writers. This year, we collaborated with the Pleasant Ridge Library, Pleasant Ridge Recreation Center, and the Greater Bethel Tabernacle Daycare Camp. We take writers and we try to embrace maybe three or four learning styles. We do art, we do field trips from time to time. We make up songs, we make up games. We were the first to do the Poetry Out Loud. That's a national poetry competition. We worked in conjunction with the Pleasant Ridge Community Center in Stroder High School, and we did that about 4 or 5 years ago. It's been a little while. But what we did, we groomed those teenagers, and they were competition ready, and we were the only non-Catholic school from Cincinnati to go. Our students consistently excel. They excel academically, artistically.
Well, speaking of which, you've brought in some young poets tonight. Have they been working with you this summer?
Yes, ma'am. The King brothers have been working with me for the past, I think, 6 years. So Hosea's the youngest. He's 10, so I think he started when he was about 4 or 5. And Micah will be 15 in a couple of weeks. So he will been with me since he's about 8 or 9. Marissa, and this is hilarious, she's with the Pleasant Ridge Community Center. She worked with me when she was 5, 6, 7, 8. And so now she's back with me at 11. And then the little preschools and kindergartens, they've been with me for the past 2 years. The top winner, Devin Harper, was assisted in writing by Maya, who's been with me since she was 2. He would tell me a sentence, and she says, "I don't think that's going to work." And I'm saying, "Well, Maya, no, I think you can do better." And he would do better. And it was funny. He was going to write a dragon story. "We're not doing dragons. We're not doing this today." And he said, "Well, what about a knight?" And she thought about it. "Okay, I'll take a knight. And what will your knight do?" "Well, he'll do such and such." And that's how the story came along. And she was sitting there like, "Maybe, maybe not. And what else?" And it was like, "Oh, my goodness, an editor." And then Angela, who's 11, and she's been with us again 2 years from Greater Bethel Tabernacle. And it was so funny. She said, "Does that make sense?" "Okay. All right, I'll do it again." So basically, if the children go through the program long enough, they can literally do the editing and the writing. And that's just by verbal exchange, because they will keep doing what they think is the best. And so that's something else that we try to do. We try to encourage good behavior.
Well, let's listen to some of the poetry.
My name is Josiah King, age 10. Twinkle in the sky, twinkle in the sky, bright old high, give light to the dark sky. Who am I?
I'm Marissa Cross, and I'm 11 years old. And this is called Motherly Love. Sad, mad, or feeling down, Mom will turn that frown upside down. Sadness can turn into madness. Kisses and hugs can turn into love. It doesn't matter what's today, as long as I know that you're okay. My mom is so unique, you won't even be able to see.
My name is Hosea King. I'm 12 years old. 100 degrees. 100 degrees, you can't feel no breeze. 100 degrees, there's lots of bees. 100 degrees, dog have fleas. 100 degrees, people are wheezing and sneezing. 100 degrees, can we please have ice cream?
My name is Joel King. I'm 13 years old. Dream. A dream is so special. It is a gift from God. Dreams can be vision from God or something that happened in the real world. People who don't dream, they lose hope. They stop believing in themselves. A dream is a special gift from God. Never stop believing.
My name is Micah King. I am age 14. Faith is like a bird. Faith is like a bird that soars through the sky. Faith flies in the sky like a leaf in the wind. Faith finds hope in your body and soul.
These are the poems of the young people who were unable to come today. Mommy and Me by Kaylin Harper, age 5. Once upon a time, there was a little girl. She went to the park with her mommy. After the park, they went to the soccer game. After soccer, she got her hair done. They left the hairdresser and met her dad. Her mom painted her toes and nails. Then she went to bed. Friends and family, Micah Harper, age 3. Devin was playing a game with me in my good-smelling house because Jasmine brought some pretzels. Jasmine gave me some pretzels. I played one of Devin's games. She spent the night. In the morning, we all played together. Hopscotch, Maya Derrickson, age 4. Once upon a time, there was a little girl in the woods playing hopscotch. She also played hopscotch in the park. She played on the slide. She played until nighttime. Then she went home and went to bed. She woke up the next day and ate breakfast. After breakfast, she went to school to learn her alphabets. The night, this is the top winner of the preschool set. He's 1. This is by Devin Harper. Once upon a time, there was a knight who was protecting all his friends. They were looking for fish. They wanted to go fishing, but they didn't have any fishing poles. They grabbed their swords and stuck their swords in the water. They pulled out fish. Then they went looking for more treasure. They went down the hill in a sled. They went up and down a few hills before hitting a wall. The wall cracked open and they pulled out treasure. They went back home. Throwing Wishes, and this is Angela Thompson, and she was top in her age category. She's 11 years old. I threw my wishes in a well. Don't ask me, because I'll never tell. I looked at you when I fell, but you never came my way. I thought you were my friend, but it wasn't meant to be. Last one is our assistant, Jovan Barron, and what he does is model and the children right after him. He took a line from the Nick Giovanna poem, The Reason I Like Chocolate. And the line he took was, The Reason I Like Chocolate. The reason I like chocolate is creamy and delicious. It's a gourmet grandeur of variety. It makes me dream of a river of chocolate. Taste, I see a cocoa tree. And that was Jovan. And on August 26th at 2 o'clock, we will be in the Children's Museum performing. They have a little theater there. And at 2 o'clock, we would love everybody to come. The display will be up all month, August 3rd to September 5th.
We've been speaking with Sabina Barron, who is the facilitator of the Writers of Outstanding Words workshop series. You can find a link to their website at wvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Lee Hay.